Hey guys, it's me, 1028 Awakenings, and I'm back again with another podcast episode. I hope you guys are looking good, feeling good, and smelling good. Just sit back, relax, and let's get into it. So today I'm going to be talking to you about a really weird topic. One of the reasons why I feel like it's very weird is because when I did start having a spiritual awakening is what people are talking about. It's basically, to me, my consciousness started to broaden. I started to elevate and I started to think outside of the box. One of the concepts that was introduced to me was UFOs and aliens. And I just had no time for that. And I think the reason why I instantly rejected the idea is because this is something that is introduced to us as fiction. It's in movies and it's like, ain't no big ass bug, superhuman, big eyed thing real, you know? And we constantly just refer to this as play. And the television has taught us that because, you know, this is fake. People are putting suits on. They show us how these things are created. All right, so today we're going to have some truth moments, and I want everyone to be able to pass this podcast episode. If it's not something that you can take in, don't disregard all the things that you've learned. Just know that this is just not information that you're ready to digest at this time, okay? But if you are ready to just hear a couple of things and kind of understand, not making it factual, but just understand that this could be the answers, like there's other answers out there that you don't know, then sit back, relax. Let's talk about a couple of topics, okay? All right, so and there's a lady named Dolores Cannon. You guys really should look this lady up, and we're going to talk about some of the things that she's done, the information that she's gathered, and how most of this stuff makes logical sense to me. Now, Dolores Cannon is a lady who does not channel, so she's not a tarot card reader like me. She's basically a hypnosis, and she's an older lady. She's already passed away, but she did live during our time, okay? Now, she teaches people to go to a part of their brain where they can recall different lifetimes that they lived, okay? Now, she talks about the Watchers and how there is an extraterrestrial or, you know, ETs that basically govern over our dimension, all right? And they basically created us. They created the meat suit. Now, we are just souls having a human experience. This is something that you have to take, like, maybe, I don't know, 2 or 3 years to just really understand that. Once you really understand that we're souls and we're like, you know, Street Fighter is a game that I used to play when I was a kid. I used to have a Sega Genesis, you know, and you get to pick your players, like, you know, ready, fight. But it's like you're sitting in that position and you can change and you can be, you know, I used to have Mortal Kombat too. So you can be whatever player that you want to be. And that's basically how it is as well. Once we reincarnate, like once we get here, before we get here, we get a blueprint. We get to say, okay, at this age, this is going to happen to me, which should catapult my decisions to go this way. But we have free will, okay? Also, we know how we're going to die. We know who we're going to marry, who's going to teach us the karmic lessons that we are going to do it. We also select who we're going into the game or the simulation, or what people are calling it as the matrix, together to teach us particular lessons so that we can work off karmic debt. Now, Earth is a place where you can do like a lot of karmic work that would normally take 10 years and you can condense it into like 1 year. It would be a very challenging year. It would have a lot of ups and downs, but this is a really, really exciting time in history where a lot of people have volunteered. Now, some of these people, okay, did volunteer, but like I said before, Earth is a place that's very dense. And it's not a difficult place, because I don't want you guys to be like, oh, Earth is like the hell and da da da. It is difficult, but it is something that you can overcome. And once you understand the rules, you can maneuver through Earth a lot better, okay? And that's all that I'm really trying to convey to people. I'm not trying to let people know about UFOs and aliens and stuff like that unless you want to know that. But for the most part, let's just get over the fact that you want to consistently pay your bills. You want to live a life that's balanced. You want to be able to go to the store and buy the things that you want no matter what the economy is going through. That is what you want. That's what you want. Peace of mind, stability, and freedom internally. You know what I mean? And you can do that by changing your thought process, okay? And this is very easy to do. You know, if you go to work the same roads every day, some days try a new route. That will also trigger different neurons in your brain to make you start to think differently and open yourself to new ideas. When you do things every day as the same routine and the same cookie cutter directions and the same cookie cutter stuff, you get into becoming an assimilation or a robot, okay? So it's really, really important that y'all understand that pushing yourself to different norms, eating different foods, you know, eating high vibrational foods that have seeds in it, all alter your timeline, your existence on earth, and your lifespan, okay? All right, so these extraterrestrials, aka ETs, created us. They created the meat suit. We're a soul. The God, unconscious, whatever, created our soul. That's totally different. My soul has nothing to do with Ashley Nicole Williams. Ashley Nicole Williams is the avatar that's selected for this particular realm. I hope you guys can understand what I'm saying. So when you hear about them abducting us, they're fixing us, okay? And you would hear an actor, his name is Jim Carrey, and he was like, yeah, we're all being controlled, we're robots, da da da. And when he said that while I was going through this spiritual journey, I'm like, okay, this guy is spiritual, you know, this guy is very down to earth. What the fuck does that comment? Like, nobody's controlling me. And at that time, I wasn't fully ready to understand or even be introduced to this material at that time. So there was no way that I was going to grasp those concepts. Now, I want to explain to you how you get to the level to grasp the concepts. You have a series of tests that you go through. In the beginning stages of them, they look like 11-11, 5-5-5, 2-2-2, 12-12, and they're maneuvering you through difficult times that's happening in your life. They're showing you signs and synchronicities. This show up different for everyone. Everyone is totally different. Mine did not start with any of those numbers. My angels and guides have been talking to me my whole life through this number called 1028. Which is the name of this brand and this company, which is also my birthday. Ever since I was a little kid, this number has been stalking me aggressively. And if you grew up with me, you know this because you started to see it. And you're like, yeah, this is kind of crazy. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I told you. So it happens differently for all of us, but for the most part, the numbers are a very strong indication for our generation. Every generation has its own indication. Some people have premonitions very heavy, and those people migrate towards each other because your tribe will do that because you have contracts with these people to wake up at particular times. Even if you're not ready, these things are going to be happening. You can suppress them. You could take drugs, but they're going to come through because this is the core of why you're here. And this is the karmic debt that you need to pay off for you and other people on your bloodline. Okay. So these ETs are just basically coming in. They're picking up selected people who basically have really destroyed their meat suit. Okay. That could be you reincarnated into a family that ate hog mogs or pig feed, or just, you're not supposed to eat the pig because you will exude the traits of that animal, which is like gluttony and just basically being very, very obese or not balanced or very messy and things of that nature. And they don't really tell you that's what that meat does to you, you know? So, that's what that does. Okay. So with that being said, when you get into the abductions, they're fixing their kids. They created us and they're fixing us, and then they put us back down. Okay. these energies are not to be feared. I know that sounds crazy, but to be honest with you, every single movie shows you how if it's a rat, you kill it. It doesn't even want to be in your house. You know, it wandered in there, is scared. They don't have no family, and they would like for you to just put them back where they came from, but you just kill it out of fear. And we watch it in every movie, you know, shoot first, ask questions later. We think that's right, because we feel, or we've been taught in our vision, which the television is telling lies to our vision, that this is what's right, to immediately kill. And it's just not, you know. Most of these extraterrestrials, or even the beings in the middle of the earth, they don't want to have anything to do with us, because we're just not the greatest of news. We're fighting each other. We do it on TV. We stare at it. We think it's entertainment, punching people. It's just not good. And you could just see it. You could see it. So it's nothing that's a lie. It's nothing that's not true. So just be clear about that. Okay. All right, so I love you guys so much, and I'll see you guys on the next episode. I know this was a lot to take in, but this is just part one on UFOs and ETs and things that I learned from Dolores Cannon. And I will see you guys on my next podcast episode.